something.
You know what
else
I'm excited about?
Oh, boom,
boom, boom. Not that excited over this. I just
really
know, just. I mean,
well, maybe not that excited. Like punching fists in the air, excited.
That's pretty excited.
I know.
I'm trying to wake myself up. Anyway. Okay. I have over here a pre-production version of the LG G5.
Whoa.
This is LG's new modular.
Why are you talking like that?
Why not?
Okay. Just checking. I thought maybe it was part of the LG, part of the embargo.
I like to make voices, okay?
Part of the embargo.
Anyway.
You can only talk about this if it's like you're on the sly, smuggler.
Nah. I talked all about it on the screensavers over the weekend. So this is a pre-production unit. So this is the LG G5, the pre-production version. Now, mind you, everything that you see here is not the final production version. We benchmarked it last week. I'm kind of slowly testing it. Part of the reason I haven't gone full force is because this is not the final release, and any numbers I get from it and photos are not going to really be indicative of. I mean, maybe it'll be, maybe not. But
you don't know. But for sure until you get a final release.
Yeah, exactly. I do think. So first of all, as far as benchmarks go, this guy has beat out the Galaxy S7. I don't know if that's because. Processor, you know, the software isn't like finalized, and so the processor is allowed to sort of like peak during benchmarks, or if it's really is because the software is optimized better than TouchWiz. So I don't know. We'll find that out when the review period comes. But I think the most interesting thing about the LG G5 is its modularity and just sort of what it brings to the Android handset world as a whole. You know, I wasn't completely sold on the idea of LG and its friends, but...
And its friends, by the way, that is the name of the modules, friends.
You can take this thing
That's cool.
apart. There is a little slot on the
can
side.
Can I see that?
Yes.
Can I do that?
There's a little slide on the slot of the G... On the side of the... Little slot on the side of the G5. Goodness gracious. And it keeps the battery pack locked in so that you don't have to worry about it falling out if you drop the phone or anything like that.
Can we get this camera, Ryan?
In fact, I didn't even honestly want to take it out.
When you play more.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, and so jiggle the battery a little bit. You can take it off the holster. You can jiggle it off. Just the battery pack. Jiggle it from side to side.
Or how about I just press the button that it comes out?
Is there a button there?
Yeah, there's a button. Yep.
What?
There's button totally for a button. Jiggling.
No. That's the button that takes it out of the rest of the phone.
I can't jiggle it off. All right, we'll figure it out. Hang on. I want to put it in first.
Okay.
Slide in the friend.
Ron is now sliding in the battery pack into the G5. Now,
how does it feel?
Yes, how do you think it feels, Ron?
How does it feel?
When you slide it in, is it
I think
it feels good. It feels right. It feels doesn't feel like the S Pen. It feels like I can't get it out. There's no wiggle room to get it wrong. I feel like it's not like you got to line it up on a track or something like that. It just kind of goes right in. I like it.
That is cool.
Yeah, I mean I am a little concerned. It's hard to see here, but there are
components
yeah.
like completely
that I would worry about
exposed.
Them lining up into their holes, their corresponding holes, but it doesn't, I don't feel lack of confidence when sliding it in.
Feels really second nature, honestly.
Feels like I was born to do this. It's just second nature.
It does.
I know,
it feels natural.
It's good.
And
no, it's
even
good.
When you pop the battery onto the friends and you put the battery pack back in. So right now there are only two friends. There's the Bang & Olufsen friend, which brings hi-fi to the G5. And there is the LG makes a external like camera accessory so you can have physical camera controls on the bottom of the phone, as well as 1,200 extra milliamp battery pack so that you have 4,000 milliamps in total. That battery pack that comes with the G5 is a 2800, and I will have you know, ladies and gentlemen, it lasted just as long as the Galaxy S7's 3,000 milliamp battery pack.
No, it's a great prank you can do with your friends now if they have it, is they take the battery out and put this back on and give them back their phone.
And it's a dummy device.
Wow, that's like kind of mean.
Well, it's really light.
It's really light without the battery inside, actually.
You think?
Which kind of worries me about...
You see,
you know, durability. But then you saw Jason's GS7 at the beginning of the show, so
I would like to note that I jiggled the battery out because I was jiggling the wrong direction, which sums up most of my teenage years.
Oh my God, Ron is on fire today.
So as opposed to jiggling left and right, you want to jiggle out. So,
okay,
there you go.
Thank you.
I gotta admit, I dig this.
Because I can see you sporting a phone like this. I can see you being like, let me grab one of my friends.
Yeah, well, because here's the deal. This is innovation. This is really clever. I applaud LG.
Okay. I think it's a better idea than the leather back they had on the G4. That was my thing. But I like this. And I like the shape of the G5. I think it fits nicely in the hand. The only thing that is another bummer is the software. Because there's no app drawer. I mean, you can enable it.
Oh, we're going to have this conversation
I've never really...
You have an irrational attachment to that drawer.
No, I just have, you know, I just don't really have an affinity for LG's interface. But, you know, there's good things about it. Also, if you turn it on, you can see how fast the fingerprint scanner is. It's very fast.
What happens when you take the battery out while it's on?
So it turns on with you hold the...
What happens when you take the battery out when it's on? It just turns off?
Just turns off.
Oh, wow.
Like taking the cartridge out of the NES?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have to blow on this before you put it in?
Actually, no. I haven't blown on it yet. I can imagine.
That was a legit, you had to blow on NES cartridges, Brian.
Yeah, Brian, you turned that into something it ain't.
Sorry.
So one thing
so much censorship on today's
one
show.
One thing that's weird to me is how it kind of curves at the top, how the glass curves at the top.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, like I have a hard time knowing if it's intentional or not.
Yeah, microphone goes like into your ear. It kind of comes out into your ear when you're talking on the phone because some of us still talk on the phone.
Yeah, it's just it's interesting because it's only up there, you know, and the rest of it is. I'm used to.
I like that you have you have 30 attempts to unlock the phone.
Yeah, so the knock code is 8 taps now instead of 4.
That's a lot of taps.
It's secure as heck.
Yeah,
have you taken many pictures with it?
I have not taken any pictures with it yet.
Rear facing cameras.
Yeah, I haven't. I just, I had to actually do some coverage for that Apple event yesterday.
So
that's why I didn't have time.
Interesting device.
Yeah. I mean, like, I read about it, but, like, seeing it in person is another story.
How do you feel?
How
does it feel, Jeff? The kind of the modular kind of approach to things. Like, we've got Project Ara somewhere. I don't know what that's going to
happen. Apparently, it was in Puerto Rico. But...
What's that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes, exactly. How do you feel about this? Do you think this is the next wave of hardware, or are you interested in it for yourself?
I really dig it, actually. Yeah. I mean, I think it could end up being really crappy. Mm-hmm. But I like the fact that you guys are saying that it feels really solid. And I think if you can, I really hate the idea that not to be the hippy dippy guy, but I hate the idea that we throw this stuff out every year, or every 6 months, if you're like us. And so to have something that could potentially eventually be upgraded, that's pretty great.
Yeah, I mean, you can upgrade it with a friend that has extra features, whether that's like extra battery pack or better sound. I'm trying to think of what other modules you could tack on to this guy. Flash.
But that's the thing is that it's a platform to.
Yeah, and they have a developer. A developer program for this. Yeah. And I'm actually very curious to see what people are thinking. So. Hopefully the developer program is in the United States so I can actually go because I kind of want to show up and see what people are doing.
In order to have a rich kind of catalog of friends being the
friends
the things.
Is a little, a
yes,
odd.
I know. It's hard to kind of get used to that.
So the camera.
It has to be a successful kind of feature of the device, right?
It could people just have very to actually... well be that this sells well because it feels nicer than the G4, not because
right? Like a lot of people could buy the phone, but they could not care at all about the modular aspect. And if that happens, then you probably aren't going to see a lot of the modular components
just nice
sold
and pink.
For it. So,
It's really nice in pink.
It's just really nice in pink.
It's a nice hue.
Matches my nails.
It's a nice hue.